Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 58 of the year, Friday, February 27th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading up to the Twin Cities today, Minnesota. We are looking at District 5, which encompasses the entire city of Minneapolis and its surrounding suburbs. And today, we are profiling a lawmaker who is at the absolute epicenter of the national political news cycle this week. She is one of the most famous, controversial, and unapologetic progressives in the country. We are talking about Democrat Ilhan Omar.
Stephen, Representative Omar's background is an incredible testament to the American refugee experience. She was born in Somalia, and when she was a child, her family fled a brutal civil war. She spent 4 years living in a refugee camp in Kenya, before finally securing asylum in the United States and moving to Minnesota. In 2018, she made history as the very first Somali-American ever elected to the United States Congress. Since the day she arrived, she has been a foundational member of the Progressive Squad, completely unafraid to clash with Republicans or even the moderate leadership of her own party.
She truly operates as a progressive disruptor. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, she sits on the Committee on Education and the Workforce and the House Budget Committee. And her tenure in this current Congress has been incredibly combative. Just a few months ago, in September 2025, House Republicans, led by Nancy Mace, introduced a formal resolution to censure Omar and strip her of her committee assignments over controversial social media posts. The motion to table the censure narrowly passed by just one vote, 214 to 213, allowing Omar to keep her gavels.
But the tension from that censure fight pales in comparison to what happened just 3 days ago. On Tuesday, February 24, 2026, the president delivered the State of the Union address, and it resulted in one of the most explosive, direct clashes between a president and a member of Congress in modern history. President Trump used a portion of his speech to highlight a massive, multi-billion-dollar federal welfare fraud investigation currently happening in Minnesota. During his remarks, he referred to the perpetrators of the fraud as Somali pirates and announced a new war on fraud.
And Omar, representing the largest Somali-American community in the country, immediately fired back. She started shouting directly at the president from the gallery, yelling, "That's a lie!" and calling him a liar. But the confrontation escalated even further when the president shifted the topic to his administration's new, aggressive immigration policies. Because in January of 2026, the administration launched Operation Metro Surge in Minneapolis. And during those localized ICE raids, two U.S. citizens were tragically shot and killed by federal officers.
Exactly. So when the president demanded that lawmakers stand and applaud his immigration crackdown, Omar refused. Instead, she shouted across the House chamber, "You are killing Americans!" The protests actually extended beyond Omar herself. Her invited guest to the State of the Union was Alia Rahman, a U.S. citizen and software engineer from Minneapolis who had been dragged from her car by ICE agents in January. During the president's speech, Rahman stood up in silent protest. She was forcibly removed from the gallery and arrested by Capitol Police for unlawful conduct and disrupting Congress.
It was an incredibly volatile night. And the political fallout has dominated the week. The day after the speech, President Trump took to social media and posted a blistering attack against Omar and Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. He stated that they had the bloodshot eyes of crazy people, suggested they should be institutionalized, and repeated his famous 2019 attack line that they should be sent back from where they came, despite the fact that both women are American citizens.
Despite the massive national firestorm, Omar has not backed down an inch on her legislative agenda. She is aggressively anti-interventionist. Just recently, she introduced sweeping amendments to the Fiscal Year 2026 National Defense Authorization Act. She introduced legislation to slash the Pentagon's budget by $150 billion, to repeal the Alien Enemies Act, and to completely strike all U.S. military funding to Israel, arguing the United States must stop funding what she describes as endless wars and human rights abuses.
She is able to take these incredibly hardline stances because she is fully insulated back home. Minnesota's 5th District is a D+30 fortress. It is the most liberal district in the state. While moderate Democrats often try to unseat her in the primaries, her grassroots operation in Minneapolis is an absolute juggernaut. She doesn't govern by consensus. She governs by absolute, unwavering progressive conviction.
The refugee who became the voice of the progressive left.
The fierce critic of the Washington establishment.
That is Representative Ilhan Omar.
That is our profile for Minnesota's 5th District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.